Tim Clark's online. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Andrew.
It's going to be a slog for all of them, every race. Those 10 races on Saturday, we know we're on a heavy nine and genuine right now, but the rain's just appearing to hang around, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The forecast isn't great and doesn't look like it's going to clear up. So, yeah, we're definitely going to need genuine wet trackers out there on Saturday. And hopefully it does ease a little bit so we can get through the meeting.
Yeah, let's hope so. Look, we saw the Canberra win in the Black Opal of Trapeze Artist. It was very impressive sitting outside the leader and finding gears down the straight. The horse prior to that had run on a soft seven behind that horse I just mentioned, Invader. So you've got some sort of confidence maybe that the horse will handle it?
Yeah. Look, he obviously probably won't, hasn't ran on what he's going to be faced with on Saturday, but he seemed to get through the seven okay. At Randwick, he didn't have a lot of luck that day in the run, but I think the most important thing is that he seemed to have improved a lot once the blinkers went on him. We saw that at Canberra, who's sharp and was pretty dominant. So his two runs prior to the blinkers going on were solid, but I think he definitely went to another level there when the blinkers went on at Canberra. And look, he's hard fit, he's drawn a nice gate, and he's going to put himself up on the speed somewhere. So I can see him running a really good race.
He's been a bit forgotten. Some people sort of forget the Black Opal form, but it can stack up. And from that draw, you're going to be able to find yourself wherever at that stage, wherever the horses are going, wherever you guys are going, given the heaviness of the track.
Yeah, I think obviously it was very wet leading up to that week in Canberra, and it was probably one of the stronger Black Opals we've seen, with a few of the horses wanting to dodge the real wet track at Randwick the day before. And I thought it was a strong Black Opal. There's obviously plenty of different form lines going into the slipper. There's Melbourne, Queensland, Sydney, Canberra, so it's a bit hard to get a guide, but my horse is he's fitting well, and he'll give a good account of himself.
That's good. Mate, just one other, and you aren't riding it now on Saturday. Glenn All, Les has decided to go to the lightweight race, the Galaxy, with no weight, and Andrew Atkins takes the ride. Can you tell us, have you been riding Glenn All in work?
Yeah, I ride him pretty much majority of his gallops he has, especially his sort of final lead-up gallop, which was Tuesday. He worked well. I think he's improved again since his last run. And, the owner wanted to have a crack at the Galaxy with the lightweight. And, look, he's a colt that we've got, that has obviously got good wraps on him. And I think, he'll acquit himself well. It's obviously, he's thrown in the deep end a little bit, but he's got a bit of quality about him, and no weight in his back, and he handled the wet at Randwick last start. So, fingers crossed for them that he runs well.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hey, Tim, good luck on the weekend and tomorrow. Hope it's a good 48 hours, and we can't wait for racing in New South Wales again. Let's hope these tracks aren't too bad. Thanks a lot, mate.
No worries.